Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse and more of the Breakfast Club. Here's your host with the most, JB, John Boggs.
Hey, Jeffrey, I got a couple announcements I've got to make or I'm going to be in big trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble. Portland Swim Club is having their first meet of the year this weekend. It's going to be Saturday at the Jay County High School. I got a couple grandkids swimming, so go out and cheer them on. And the other thing I got to mention is we want to thank Ponderosa. They do just such a wonderful job of serving breakfast, accommodating the Breakfast Club every other week. And as a matter of fact, a week ago, they held a breakfast for the United Way Industry Committee. So big thanks to Dave Hall. And then our other sponsor of the Breakfast Club is Roger Locker at Locker's Touch of Country Gifts. If you haven't had an opportunity to stop by Locker's Touch of Country Gifts, stop by. You're really going to be surprised. They've got a lot of gifts and memorial items in stock. When you walk in there, you're just going to be overwhelmed if you've never been in there before.
Have you been in there?
Yeah, a couple times.
I've been in there. It's very nice. If you need Christmas gifts, Locker's, you can get it there.
I know. And Roger keeps, he's so nice. He says, bring your wife in.
And she knows she's gonna spend the money.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there's a lot of nice things there.
Yeah, every time Roger gets something new in, he calls me up and says, hey, you need to bring your wife by. Well, he just wants to make a sale.
Well, you know, but she's probably the neck that turns the head, too.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is. So. Okay, guess who we have today?
Who we have?
We have the Indiana Extension Homemakers Association, and we've got a cast of thousands. I'm going to go through all their names first. We have the president, Karen Cox, vice president, Nancy Barger, and Joanne Kelly. We have secretary, Bev Pyle, and treasurer and public relations, Roberta Horn. We also have member Rachel Stoltz and Judy and Eldon Campbell. And Eldon says to say hi to you, Jeff.
Yeah, say hi to Eldon.
I will.
And Judy.
They're sitting here laughing at you. They've been laughing since they got here.
You know, I've really thought about this, John.
Yeah?
And now you just pushed the wrong button. You know what you've done?
What have I done?
We need to take up a collection for you so you can cut a rug.
And me so I can cut a rug?
You can cut a rug so then you can wear it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's what you kind get of a, that. Kind and actually, of a, Judy gets that because the sun's shining off my head and her face.
That's exactly right. She needs some sunglasses.
Yeah, she does. Okay, well, on to the Indiana Extension Homemakers. Karen.
Yes.
Tell us about the Indiana Extension Homemakers. What is the purpose of the organization?
Okay, I will read you our mission statement. This almost says it all.
Okay.
The mission of the Indiana Extension Homemakers is to strengthen families through continuing education, leadership development, and volunteer community support.
Wonderful. And you guys have been around just a little bit of time, haven't you?
We will be 100 years old next year.
And none of your members are that old, right?
No. But we have some older members. A lot of our members started out going to home ec clubs with their mothers.
Uh-huh.
So we have lots and lots of memories.
Wonderful. Well, Bev, you wanted to talk about one of the programs you have.
Oh, okay. I'm the coordinator of the First Book for Kids program, and with the Morning Optimist Club, we buy Scholastic books and go to the Head Start 6 months out of the year.
Uh-huh.
The members take turns reading to the kids. Each kid gets one of the books. They do a little activity, and we have something for the library, one for that also.
Uh-huh.
And we have 56, I'm sorry, kids.
Uh-huh.
We get to cover everybody in Jay County, which is real exciting. And they're so appreciative. It's a joy for us as much as for them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, you know, it's fun that when you have the opportunity to give, you get the satisfaction of seeing what it means to them.
Yeah. We get hugs and handshakes at the end from the kids.
Yeah. Well, Roberta was the one that suggested that I have the homemakers on. Roberta, tell us a little bit about what you do as the treasurer.
As a treasurer, I just started just a couple of months ago, so I'm still new at that part.
Okay.
But I kind of control the money a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been a member?
Oh, my goodness. I started back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I had been a member before that, and I took a break.
You had?
And so I've been at it since the 80s, and I've come up the ladder a little bit.
Okay. How often do you folks meet?
A lot of the clubs will meet once a month.
Okay.
And then we, as a council and as a group, we meet every other month with council meetings, and that's where we go over everything that's coming up new, what we do in the program, whatnot.
Now, do you have a single club for the county, or are there multiple clubs within the county?
We have 6 clubs.
Okay.
1,008 members. There is a mailbox club for the people that can't come to traditional meetings, especially ones in nursing homes, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to join. It's very, very good for family, people, and whatever. The extension office is where you can get information, and you can get in either one of these programs. And we do have, as we said, men in it also.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Eldon here, and Eldon told me a little bit earlier that he does all the heavy lifting, and he's also the driver. So, and I'm sure Eldon does a lot more than just that.
Yes, yes.
So, 100 years, huh? Is there any special celebration that's going to happen?
The big event will be at our state meeting in June of next year at Purdue. They're planning a lot of extra speakers and extra programs and so forth to celebrate that. And they're wanting everyone else in the state to also do things.
Okay. And you mentioned the book program. Are there any other programs that the groups have?
I think one of them that we're really proud of, IU and Purdue to have a cancer research program. Very nice setup. The homemakers have been working on that for, 2 or 3 years. And we have already raised over $54,000.
Wow.
And that money is going straight for research. They have other people to pay the bills and so forth. So that's exciting. They went into it hoping we'd raise a few thousand, and it's just ballooned. It's been wonderful.
Well, that's great. That's great. How can people get involved with Indiana Extension Homemakers?
Anybody you know that belongs, we'll be glad to talk to you. But I said the extension office is where you can find out where the clubs are, and they'll get you hooked up with someone to maybe visit and see what you'd like to do. And you know, we need to get family more into our society.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's our goal.
Well, and in communities like ours that are pretty much rural and ag-based, I would imagine you have a lot better opportunity to do that than you would in a Muncie or an Indianapolis or whatever.
Probably, yeah.
So,
and if people have heard in the past, sometimes you hear about the home ec clubs, or they hear about home demonstration clubs. They were called that for a while. It's all the same thing.
Okay. And you say you meet once a month. I assume the different clubs meet at different times so you can accommodate schedules for...
Correct. For and, yeah.
Okay. So,
and all the information comes, you know, we come down from Purdue, it comes to a district type thing, to the county, and then we bring it back. We have a county council meeting, take it back to our clubs, and share like that.
Well, that's wonderful. Obviously, I was not aware that, you know, when Roberta and I talked, she said she'd bring a few members, and then this cast of hundreds of people shows up. And I didn't realize this. There were so many members in this county.
Well, we sure need more, though, too.
Well, you guys, you know, with 1,000 plus members, you guys...
Well, that's in the state.
Oh, that's in the state.
In the state.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have... we have 1,000. Okay. And 6 clubs in Cherokee County. Okay. 11,000 in the state. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, 1,000 in the... Yeah. And 6 clubs is... That's a pretty dominant organization. I hope you guys... I can convince all of you to tune into WPGW at one time. Might increase our listenership a little bit.
Okay.
Nancy, tell us a little bit about your experience with the extension. Nancy Barger.
I'm going to talk about our community service that we do.
Okay.
Last year, we got together as a group, and we made lap ropes for the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
We made gowns for the Cancer Society. We made hats. We made lap robes. We made walker bags to take to the nursing homes or to people who need them. So we're just not sitting still. We're moving around and doing a lot of things.
Wonderful. It's like one of those hidden little gems we just uncovered. I didn't realize there was such a big organization. So thank you very much for being here, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We want everybody to know about the Extension Homemakers.
Okay. Well, any final words for our listeners, Roberta?
Yep. Yes. As part of our celebrating 100 years, they're putting together a book, and it's A Walk Down Memory Lane. And this is for anyone that's present or past members. They are asking the homemakers to share a memory, a program, an event, or anything involving the Indiana Extension homemakers. And they ask that you write a few sentences, and you can take it into the Extension office, and then it will be sent on to the people that are working on the book. And these books are going to be pre-ordered so that they don't have an abundance of them, and they must be pre-ordered before the 1st of December. And also we have the 100th anniversary pin. It is $3. And anyone interested in that, contact the Extension office. We'll be glad to see that they get one.
Okay. Bev, do you have any final words? I'm sorry, Karen.
Yes.
I looked at Karen and called her Bev again.
I would just like to thank all my friends. We started out, we are a community service organization, but the friendship, I have known these ladies 40 plus years. You get, it's just the friendship, that family.
Yeah.
They're just the most special people in the world, and I would like to thank all the ladies for helping me. This is my first year as president. I have been in home extension over 40 years here in Jay County. Plus, I belong to Randolph County.
Uh-huh.
That's where I live now. But I just want to thank the ladies and all of our members for the support that they have given me this year and the friendship. And also, I wanted to put a plug in, men out there, we do take men members. We'd be more than welcome to have men join our organization.
Okay. Well, you know, I know our listeners can't witness what I am, but you talk about family. This is, I can tell just by the way you guys interface with each other that you're good friends and family, and it's more than just an organization that you're a member of. So,
that's right.
Well, again, we thank you for being here, and wish you the best on your 100-year anniversary, and please send us some more information about the book. We'll make sure that we get a couple PSAs on the air so people, we remind everybody to participate.
And hopefully everyone will be seeing more and hearing more about us this next year.
Wonderful. Thanks again for being here, ladies.
Thank you, Jeff, for having us.
Jeff, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to remind everybody that tonight is Meet the Candidates Night at the Arts Place. It starts at 7 o'clock. Charlie Friel is going to be the moderator. Of course, we had the Indiana Extension Homemakers here this morning. And we also have the United Way. This is Small Business Blitz Month. Be sure to give to the United Way and live united. Remember the swim meet this weekend, the fall swap and sell meet, and that's about all I've got. How about you, Jeff? Any final words?
Yes, we have just a little bit of news to finish up, that's what we've got here.
All right, Guy. Listen, I appreciate it, and we'll be back in a couple weeks, and as the weather changes, we're going to be talking about some holiday events. I think next week in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the Delts Craft Show, so be sure and tune in on November 1st, and we'll be back at the Ponderosa. So from Ponderosa the Steakhouse, this is John Boggs saying goodbye from the Breakfast Club.
All right, and the Breakfast Club presented to you by the Ponderosa Steakhouse and Locker's Touch of Country Gifts. Again, 2 weeks, mark it on your calendar for November 1st.